inspired. Firstly, I want to introduce you to some who are just starting their family.
因为今天是我们一个家庭的聚会，所以呢，在开始之前，我先要跟大家介绍一个刚刚开始的一个家庭。
My first two have just disappeared. Okay, Michael and Amy.
那就是那个李元和吴杰。李元和吴杰，李元姊妹和吴杰弟兄，他们马上就要开始一个新的家庭。
They're having their first child, I said, very soon.
他们很快就会有一个小孩子。
And they're getting a double blessing.
他们得到双份的祝福。
Because they're having twins.
因为他们将要有的是双生子。
Yes.
双胞胎，双胞胎。
And also, I would like to introduce you to Peter and Lois, who are having their first child.
另外我要跟大家介绍的就是 Peter 和 Lois。
Come forward.
到前面来吧。
We can pray for them.
我们能够为他们祷告的。
Come around this side.
请你们到这里来。
Come, Peter. Have you anything you would like us to pray for you and for your?
你有什么需要我们为你祷告的？
我在这里先感谢主吧。
So,
因为我们之前我们是结婚一段时间。
I'm here to praise the Lord because we've been married for quite some time and we have not had a child.
看着旁边的就弟兄姐妹得到祝福，我们也其实我们也很羡慕。
So when we saw other young couples that got married and they had their children and soon afterwards and we're very envy of them.
国内的表兄弟姐妹，自己的弟弟妹妹也都有了。
So our relatives in China, they also got married, and then soon after they also have the children.
那我妈妈就觉得，是不是我们要用，就是人工的方法
？So my mom thought that we probably should start to consider IVF.
然后呢，我们觉得心里是不平衡的，怎么会这样呢
？So even when my mother suggested to use IVF and we did not feel any peace.
然后我家姐妹就是她之前妇科不是很好，然后也动了个小手术。
So my wife also had some operation before.
压力不，那医生也是说我们不容易怀。
So the doctor even told us it's very difficult for my wife to conceive.
回来了怎么办？
So we thought, what do we do?
然后姐妹也好几次在神面前哭。
So my wife also crying before the Lord.
姐妹其实有一个姐妹不在这边聚会，我也挺感恩的。
So there's another sister who is not meeting here, and we also very thankful to her.
给我们指导。
And she also gave us some advice.
姐妹就说，她说神的方法和世界的方法或者仇敌给你是不一样的。
So this sister told us that the God's way is different to the way of the man.
那我们是要耐心等候在里面。
So we should be patient and wait before the Lord.
自己要有信心。
And we need to hold on to our faith.
然后那弟兄就给我那个诗篇127篇。
So a brother gave us a scripture that's in the Psalm 127. Psalm 127 verse 3.
然后那你就说是孩子是耶和华的产业，给我们的产业。
So Psalm 127 verses 3. The sons are the heritage from the Lord, children are reward from him.
然后所怀的胎也是他的赏赐。
Sons are the heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him.
然后少年时所生的儿女，好像原是手中的剑。
The verse 4, like arrows in the hands of a warrior, are sons born in one's youth.
现在充满的人便为有福。
Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them.
他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候必不蒙羞，必不羞愧。
They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate.
我之前也是觉得是为主而带孩子，或者为主而生。
但是没有这么深刻的感觉。
其实，如果是带孩子的话，其实是为神而带，但是神为是要这个孩子为神成长的。
So I also thought before that to bring up the children is for the Lord.
箭出去的是,
so it's like the arrow in the hand.
是, 所以我们心里也是很平安, 蛮得安慰,
so that our hearts are very peaceful.
因为那个 跟我们做手术的那个医生呢, 那也是IVF 的 specialist 的,
so,
然后他也,
so the specialist also is an IVF specialist.
Yeah, 然后他建议我们要 IVF.
So the doctor, the specialist suggested that we should go for IVF.
第二次去见他的时候,
so as we go to see the specialist the second time,
我们祷告,
and we told the specialist that we are the Christians and that we want to pray.
然后他一下子就震惊了，他就说，那要给你多久时间祷告？
So the specialist was very shocked and asked, how long do I need to give to you to pray for this?
我说我不知道。
And we said, we don't know.
然后我不知道什么时候给我们。
We said to the specialist that we don't know when God will answer our prayer.
我们就是，那OK，他说，那我给你一段时间来，接下去，如果实在不行的话，再过来约。
So the specialist said, okay, I'll give you some time if it's still... miracle doesn't happen and you come back to see me. And so you need to make an appointment.
然后很奇妙的是,
so amazingly,
我们也是经过祷告，弟兄姐妹帮忙祷告,
so we prayed and also brothers and sisters prayed for us.
在见面前一个晚上, 我们发现我们姐妹有了,
so the night before we went to see the specialist the second time and my wife was pregnant.
Yeah, 感谢主。
So praise the Lord.
Thank you very much. Pray for them as our sister will be delivering next year in early months. So
we must pray for them because their wife will be delivering next.
We found our first couple, Michael.
So we found our first couple, Michael and Amy. We found our first couple, Michael and Amy. We found our first couple,
Thank you. What can we pray for you, Michael?
就是我们应该为你们祷告什么?
Oh, okay. We got a lot of prepared, so it's just very brief to bear our testimony of how God bless us on of our home and.
我们就想在这里做一个很简短的见证, 就是怎样祝福我们和我们的家庭.
We got married in the February 2015 in this church.
我们是在 2015年 2月份在这个教会 结婚的。
Yeah, I think it's on the February of next year 2018.
是明年的 2月份。
It's our 3 years anniversary.
是我们 结婚3周年的日子。
And we are going to welcome a twin boy.
我们就在那个我们三周年的结婚三周年的日子的时候，我们会迎来我们的双胞胎的儿子，两个儿子。Yeah.
So, like to summarize all the journey, this journey is just really how God teach us, lead us, and bless us.
所以，当我们来总结看这一段我们所走过的路，就是让我们看见神是怎样的来。 带领我们来教导我们。
Yeah, so just giving us a twin boy is just a symbol.
他赐给我们双胞胎的儿子只是一个的 表证。
Yeah, just the waitlist and the meaning behind is really God is our creator. He is all power. He is in all power.
就是在这个表证的后面，就是让我们知道神。 实在是一个伟大的创造者，他也是那一位全能者。
He gave us a family, gave us our career,
他给我们家庭，给我们事业，
gave us our children,
也给我们儿女。
He is the all provider,
他是供应我们一切所需要的。
So every time we have difficulty, every time we have no solution, every time we feel we are desperate and in darkness, we turn to God.
所以每一次当我们遇到难处的时候，每一次当我们好像在毫无指望的时候，我们就转向神。
He gives us the answer, He gives us the hope.
他给我们答案，他也给我们盼望。
So we want to praise the Lord.
所以我们要感谢神，感谢主。
We want our children to be born in this church to receive the Holy Ghost.
所以我们要让我们要让我们的孩子能够在这个教会中成长，能够来接受圣灵。
To let them understand God's love.
让他们也能够慢慢的明白神的爱。
To let them be led by Jesus Christ.
也让他们能够接受主耶稣的带领。
Yes, you want anything to say?
Because normally twins tend to be premature when they deliver. So we just want to pray in that they would be healthy when they deliver. I mean, and growing mature.
通常的来说，双胞胎的常常可能会有早产的情形，所以我们也为这个事祷告，也请大家为这个事祷告，让这些孩，让两个双胞胎能够平安的出生，也能够健康的成长。
Thank you.
Is our brother Craig here and his wife Mandy?
Craig 弟兄和 Mandy 姐妹在吗？
Now what we'll do is we'll just have some short testimony from some parents who have families, all right? I'm sure there'll be many of you to do that, but because of time constraint, we've just asked two to come forward and just share the joys of their family life, all right?
所以我们下面会要听那个两位做家长的他们的一个见证，因为时间的关系，我知道有很多的家长们都可能想要做见证，但是因着时间的关系，我们只邀请了两位。
We'll ask David, Michael, sorry, and Jenny to come forward, all right, and share with us, or Michael. And your family, you can bring them all so we can see them. Come on, that's it. Then we'll know.
看见刚才的那两对怀孕的couple, 我就想我是不是该要老三了。
I was looking at the two couples, they all having twins, and I feel that, should I have the third child now?
我信主之前呢，我就说一男一女挺好的，这不能再要了。
Just before I believe the Lord Jesus, I feel that for Chinese, it's good to just have a girl and a boy and a girl, that's already good enough.
信主之后呢，没有那么大的胆子说这种话。我就说，如果以我的意愿，我就要两个。如果神要再赐给我一个呢，那我也没办法。
But after I believe in the Lord now, I don't feel that I'm the one that's in control. So if we only have two, that's good enough. But if the Lord want to bless us with a third, that's also good too. I can't do much about it.
Yeah. Okay. 我现在做一点短短的见证，说一说我们家自己家里的家庭敬拜，还有说我作为一个父亲作为一个丈夫的一点点的感受。
So I just want to use this short time to give a bit of testimony about our family worship and how that as a father how actually we lead together.
我们家的家庭敬拜时间是星期五的晚上。
So our family worship time is on Friday night.
为了节省时间呢，一般我们星期五的晚餐都非常简单。
So, because of time constraint on Friday evening, our dinners tend to be very simple.
如果有什么特别的事情发生了，我们一定会在星期天的晚上来把它给补上。
So if we certain things happen and we can't have the family time together on Friday, then we usually make it up on Sunday evening.
我们也跟大家一样，我们首先是唱诗。
And then also we start our meeting by singing a hymn together.
每次都是两首歌，我们一家四口呢是轮流在选择所唱的诗歌。
So we sing two hymns and then we take turns to pick the hymns.
就是我们发现呢，两个孩子对我们对那个掰饼的诗歌唱的非常的熟悉，因为在过去的两年来，他们一直在跟着我们大人一起参加掰饼聚会。
So and I discovered that for my children that both of them are very familiar with all the hymns that we sing during breaking of bread because for the past 2 years they have been staying with us here throughout breaking of bread.
同时呢，我们大人也有机会来学习他们 在主日学或者英文聚会所唱的诗歌。
And also give me and my wife an opportunity to learn the songs that they have learned in Sunday school and also in the English service.
另外我们接下来我们四个人都一起每个人都轮流祷告感谢神这一周过去一周的带领还有把我们的聚会交出来主的恩手当中。
And then also we take turns, each one of us will pray and give thanks to the Lord for the week that's passed and also for the week that's ahead of us.
接下来我们读经呢也是四个人每周不管大人还是小孩每周轮流带领。
And so as a family of four, no, whether it's, the parents or the children, we all take turns also that each week, one of them will actually lead the Bible reading.
每个人带领的时候他有权利他选择他让我们读的经读的哪一章节。
So each one, they have the right to choose which part of the Bible he want the whole family to read.
因为他们毕竟还小特别是我们小的才11岁所以呢我们大人要更多的采取主动提问还得让他们自己在一些章节里面重要的章节有也让他们在那里读来鼓励他们多多的分享。
And so because like my daughter, she's only 11, quite young, and so as a parent, we always have to encourage her, asking questions and help her to actually to study.
当然孩子也会有时候问一些我们大人无法解答的问题。
And then we found that sometimes our children will ask questions which we don't know how to answer.
所以我们大人也要不停的学习。
And so we feel that we also need to learn too as parents.
但是读经以后呢有一段非常重要的时间是我们家里一直要保持的就是说读完经以后我们有一段时间我们四个人分享这一周来你的有什么可以跟着我们分享的见证还有你有什么需要悔改的地方还有有什么特别神带领的地方就说我们四个人都有沟通都有交流。
And after our Bible reading finishes, we also have a time of sharing as a family. Each family member have the opportunity to share in the past week what God have led them, or if there are sins that they need to confess, or there's any testimony that they want to share.
我们觉得非常感恩的地方就是孩子们特别愿意跟我们大人一起分享他在学校的一些所碰见的一些难处或者一些觉得他看不懂的地方或者他不明白的地方能够也感谢神对他们的带领。
And so to me it is feel quite good is that because our children will share with us, tell us about things happening at school and things that which they don't understand and asking why things happen that way. And so that way we actually can actually know more of them.
最后呢我会请两个孩子中的一位来祷告结束我们的
And then after that, we'll ask one of our children to actually pray to close the meeting.
上个星期郭弟兄讲，一般家里都有一个什么，基督是我家之主的牌匾，我们家也有一块。
And last week, Brother Benjamin mentioned that how that many families have this a plate that is saying that the Lord is the Lord of Jesus is Lord of my house, which also we have one at home too.
所以在我们家呢，我是一人之下，三人之上。
And so I feel that at home I'm just one below Jesus and above my wife and children.
当然没信主之前呢，我也是一人之下。
And even before I believe and say, I was feel the same way.
太太第一位，我第二位。
Oh, but it was my wife that comes first and I come second. But now the Lord came first.
接下来我想谈谈作为丈夫跟夫妻呢我一点点的感受。
And now I just want to also take opportunity to share a bit about husband and wife.
还有一票。
Still another page to go.
由于职业的关系呢我每天早上上班的时间都不一样有时候五点有时候六点有时候根本就不用出门去工作。
是早上的时候。
对早上。
So because of the nature of my work, I sometimes like have to leave home about5 or 6 in the morning.
有时候更早，三点四点都有。
And sometimes even earlier, I need to leave home about 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning.
所以有时候也有很晚才能回家。
And yet sometimes I have to stay back to work and really come home really late.
所以每天早上如果在家的人能够多睡一会就尽量多睡一会。
And so I feel that if I can sleep a bit more in the morning, I normally want to sleep in.
所以基督徒早上的灵修生活我基本上是没有的。
And so if you ask me about the morning quiet time, I can tell you that I really can't have a morning quiet time.
所以只是每天在外面出门开车的时候能够比较敷衍的祷告。
And so all I have was when I need to let it rush out the door, I will be praying during I'm driving, while I'm driving.
直到有一天里面有对我里面有个感动就问我。
And it's one day I feel that there's something in my heart asking me a question, prompting me.
就是如果你早晨需要为你的家人预备食物。
And it comes in this way, son, that if you need to get out and prepare food for the family in the morning.
你不这样做的话你一家人都会挨饿。
And then if you do you get on prepared a breakfast, then the whole family will be suffering hunger.
你会起床吗?
Would you get up 10 minutes earlier?
作为还有一点点责任心的丈夫跟父亲，我觉得我会的。
And I feel that as a husband and also as a father, I feel that as for the family, I would get up 10 minutes earlier to prepare the breakfast.
所以呢有了这个感动呢我觉得我说每天早上我至少提前30到40分钟起床。
And so since that time, I will get up about 30 minutes to 40 minutes earlier every morning now.
因为我星期五晚上我跟我的家庭在分享这一点的时候我就问我女儿是这种负的是什么这是食物是什么。
And so during the Friday evening fellowship, I was asking my daughter, what is the food?
她说 spiritual, 属灵的粮食。
And then she said, oh, it's spiritual food.
所以我每当我早上懒得起床的时候我就想到我作为父亲作为丈夫我早上起来我要为我的家来准备这点食物。
And so now as I feel still in bed in the morning, didn't want to get up, I'll just tell myself that as a father, I need to really get up and prepare this spiritual food for my family.
我要为他们祷告，为他们祝福。
And also praying for them and bless them.
所以我也问一下在座的特别是家里有比较跟我孩子差不多大的，我也想问大家一下。
And also I want to ask the same question to the brother and sister here that have a similar situation as my family and children age.
我也问同样的问题啊。
And asking you the same question.
如果你需要早晨起来为你的家人预备食物。
If you need to get up early to prepare the breakfast for your family.
你不做这么做他们会一天到晚挨饿你会起来吗?
If you don't get up and prepare breakfast, you'll, you know that your children will suffer, will be hungry, would you actually get up, willing to get up early?
我觉得绝大部分都会起来了。
But in my heart, I hope that all the men will want to get up.
另外一点我还要分享，就是说，自己和孩子们在一起生活的日常的生活和言行是否能跟我们所读的圣经来保持一致。
And the other want to share is that during from our Bible reading and also our daily living in the family with our children, are they in oneness?
我们家孩子经常说我假包伪善。
And sometimes my children quite often say that I'm a hypocrite.
因为孩子心格是单纯的，眼睛是雪亮的。
Because the children's heart is pure and their eyes are bright.
那看问题也是一针见血。
And then every time they see something is like, you know, very accurate, right to the point.
关键他们模仿能力也是超强。
And also their ability to copy you is also very impressive.
就是作为一个父亲，你怎么在自己的孩子面前为子做美好的见证？
And so as a father, how can you really set a good example before your children?
因为他跟你生活这么多年，他太了解你了。
Because they live with you every day, they really know you inside out.
就说你怎么做，一方面也表现了你对你的里面对主的信心有多大。
And how you live out the testimony is really how much you have trust the Lord inwardly.
一方面也直接的影响着孩子将来长大以后他是否还跟着主的脚中行。
And also your example is very important and influential to your children because it will affect when they grow up how they would follow the Lord themselves.
虽然很惭愧我也做得不好但是有一点我跟我太太都有一点共识的就是我们犯错了不管是对他们犯的错或者是在他们面前对别的人和事物 所犯的错我们都非常勇敢的来跟他们道歉。
So as for me and my wife, one thing that we have learned that really helped us as a family quite a lot is if we as parents, we have done something wrong, we will actually take courage and then go and say sorry to our children, admit our faults.
不仅仅是对他们犯的错而且是在他们面前对别的人和别的事做的错事。
So even only if we did wrong to them, but if we did wrong to other people, we also will confess it openly.
在他们面前说，在他们看得见的。
So even if they can, and also if they can see it themselves, also.
最后再补充一点。
And lastly, there's one more point.
我在这里做见证的，并不是说我和我的家做的有多好。
And so, though I'm here standing to give testimony, it's not saying that how good we are.
我们不是以为自己已经得着了。
We don't feel that we are actually done it right.
下面保罗另外一句我就不引用了。
And that there's another sentence that I won't say it.
就是我们家里也有许多的挣扎，也有许多的未得之地。
And also at home, there's still a lot of other difficulties and also other unconquered lands.
说着或者还有一些引入未现的破口。
And there's a lot of also breaches in our family.
但是我们靠着主，我们不上胆，不惧怕。
But by trusting the Lord, we will not be discouraged and fearful.
愿意穿着神所赐的全副军装去打那美好的仗。
We'll put on the full armor of God together to fight the war before us.
感谢赞美主，谢谢大家。
We thank the Lord and thank you everyone for your time.
We can pray for their families because everyone faces challenges and difficulties.
我们应该为他们的家庭来祷告，因为我们知道，其实每一个家庭都有他们所要面对的难处和挑战。
Now we ask, if David and Lynn are here.
我们先要请那个 David 跟 David 弟兄跟 Lynn 姐妹，他们一家人先。
Sister.
啊 ，Sister.
感谢主，因为
Thank the Lord.
因为我们家 David 工作的原因，礼拜天有时候几乎都没有来。说实话，很亏欠。
And because my husband also sometimes have to work on Sunday, so he sometimes can't actually join us in worship. I feel really regret.
当我祷告为这件事情要来讲见证的时候，我真的不知道我要讲什么。
So when I was asked to give a testimony, I was praying, and yet in my heart, I really don't know what to share.
因为有很多的东西，就像我有三个孩子，我也不知道该如何去带领他们。
Because I have three boys, and I really sometimes don't know how I should teach them or lead them.
既然我们家有老人，有婆婆在，有就是整个家庭都有老有少小。
So even though at home we also have the grandparents with us, and so the whole family we have the old and we have the young.
可是在我们身上，我们还是没有做好。
But we feel that looking at ourselves, we haven't actually done it right.
所以说叫我讲见证，我就觉得我没什么可以讲给分享给大家的。
And so when I asked to give a testimony, I feel that I really have not much to share with everyone.
因为在这个事情上面我祷告完后我还有那个姐妹有问我说你能不能有一些分享。
And so after I've been spending quite a bit of time in praying and also sister asking me can you really share something.
然后我就后来马上答应了，那我回家就去为这个分享而祷告。
And so after I go home, I agree, I went home and I now spend much time in prayer.For the sharing this morning.
然后到 到我就在这几天当中，我里面又有一个感动，我要把我分享的先要跟我的先生先讲，先分享。
And so just a few days before I decided to share today, this morning, I also feel that I must share first with my husband.
因为他今天不能来。
Because today he couldn't be here.
我如果没有跟他分享，我在这里讲的，他听不到，那我所做的那也没有用处的。
And I feel that because he's not going to be here today, and if he didn't hear what I want to share, then it may not be beneficial to him.
因为当我昨天晚上问他的时候，我把这些事情分享给他的时候。
So last night when I shared what I'm going to testify here this morning with him and ask him,
他就问我，你就不怕弟兄姐妹笑你？
And so he asked me a question. You know, afraid that brother and sister will laugh at you.
我说我有为什么要怕？
And I said, well, why should I be afraid?
我们是真的在学习，在孩子们面前学习，这是我们家共同在学习的。
I told him, so, well, because we are learning together, even we are learning ourselves before the children.
如果我们没有把我们现在在学习的，我们分享出来，那更是被神，被撒旦所笑。
It's like if it's because of fearing being laughed at, then I don't share what we are going through, then that will be really the enemy's victory. Because we didn't have the courage to share what God is teaching us.
然后我就跟他讲说，就跟他讲说，我们，你也在学，我也在学。孩子在看。
And I say, I think, and so I tell my husband that I'm learning, you are learning, and also our children are watching us learning.
因为我们以前怕，我们有怕，我有怕过。
So in the past, I also were very fearful.
我也就是胆小，没有在人面前去做过。
And so because of I'm afraid, so I wouldn't want to actually do anything seen by people.
因为就是我们最简单的谢饭的祷告。
And even just giving thanks before the meal.
因为我们在今年年初的时候，我在无意间就是自己平常的谢饭，我们都很表面的，就是祷告完就没了，就感谢一下，就马上开始吃饭了。
So even during early the year, our really giving thanks for food was quite superficial because really we just quickly say thank you and then start the meal.
然后因为这件事情，我在饭桌上我看到了我三个孩子在做。
And then also I see that my children also started doing that.
然后我们 David 就问我说，你看一看，你讲出去肯定人家就在笑你了。因为你这最简单的基督徒，你最简单的东西你都没有做好，你还想分享。
And it's like my husband said, see, even these most simple things, you can't do it right, and how can you have anything to share to brother and sister? You'll be laughed at.
可是我真的感谢主，他们在做。
But I really thank the Lord that our children are.
我们看到了。
And we also see them.
但是神将圣灵放在我们里面，让我们有这么一点的感动和看到。
And yet through the work of the Holy Spirit, we also moved and see that our own faults.
就是这个一点点的感动，我也学着做了。我看到我们婆婆也学着在做了。
And so because we're seeing that our children are really giving thanks heartily, now that myself and even my mom also started to give thanks heartily.
然后我们的 David 也真的在跟着做。
And then also my husband now he also will give thanks.
因为这是神他的一点点感动，我们去做是跟着是回应。如果我没有去做的话，那我们为什么在歌里唱着说我要遇见你？
And so we feel that even in these simple things, if we don't have a heart to want to give thanks to the Lord, then how can we sing in the hymns saying that Lord, I want to see you?
所以我感谢神，所以我就这样子告诉他。那
So I just share this with my husband.
我就告诉他，这就是你也在学，我也在学，我们学了，孩子也在看。
And so you are learning, I'm learning, and also our children are watching us learning.
然后我真的很感谢神，神在我们的生活中。
And we really thank the Lord that the Lord was also in our daily lives.
当我们顺服回应他。在灵里给我们的感动那一点点。
When we actually respond to God's prompting in our hearts,
我们就可以遇见他。
We will meet him.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
他是我们的中心。
He is our center.
他是我们顺服回应的那一位全能神。
And he is the one that we are obedient and submitting to.
假如他们在做的时候，我们没有回应。
If the Lord is there with us and yet we do not respond to his prompting,
我们没有回到神的面前。
Then we have not come before the Lord.
那我们在这件谢放祷告的上面，我们就遇见不到神。
And yet, even just the simple thing of giving thanks before the meal, then we cannot really meet him there.
所以，当我们顺服去回应，回到灵里面的那位神面前。
So when we're willing to respond, and then in the spirit come before the Lord.
我感谢神在操练的路上给我同伴。
And I really thank God that also in our path of learning, I also have companion like my children.
给我同伴来提醒我们，我们有什么地方做得不足的地方。
And even to remind us that where we have not done appropriately.
来提醒我们。
And to remind us.
真的感谢主，愿神祝福所有的孩子们，也愿神祝福所有的家庭。
Thank the Lord, and may the Lord bless all the children and also bless all the families.
这是我的一点点。
This is my little simple sharing. Thank you.
Is the oldest, Victor.
And the Vincent.
And there's a second, called Vincent.
还有一个小的十二岁在Sunday school叫威廉。
And also William, which is 12 years old in Sunday school.
感谢主，他们在神的面前也学习，我们也跟着他们一起学。
And it's just good to see our children learning, and we can learn too. Thank you.
It's always a great encouragement to hear testimonies.
每一次当我们听到弟兄姊妹们的见证，对我们来说都是一个很大的一个鼓励。
And as we could see, no family is perfect.
我们看到没有一个家庭是完美的。
But we're all learning together.
但是我们是在一起一同的来学习。
And it's wonderful that we have the community of the church.
我们真的这能够有弟兄姊妹们在一个教会的当中，实在是一件非常美好的事。
So what we'll do, is do a little reading. Would you have a short message? We're taking it. David, are we ready?
接下去我们会有读一些的圣经，然后有一个短的信息。
Thank you. Right here, we'll do a reading from the Acts of the Apostles and chapter 16, and verses 10. To 15. We can read together.
我们要一起来读《使徒行传》第十六章，从第十节念到第十五节，我们可以大家一起来读。
All together.
我们一起来读。
And when Paul,
保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。于是从特罗亚开船，一直行到撒摩特勒。第二天到了尼亚波里，从那里来到腓立比，就是马其顿这一方的头一个城，也是罗马的驻防城。我们在那。当安息日，我们从城门到了河边，知道那里有一个祷告的地方，我们就坐下对那聚会的妇女讲道。有一个卖紫色布匹的妇人，名叫吕底亚，是推拉城的人，素来敬拜神。他听见了，主就开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。他和他一家既领了洗，便求我们说：你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来住。于是强留我们。
I am Ali.Read recently that the Reformation, which was 500 years ago.
我最近才读到就是那个500年前的那个宗教的改革。
It made the biggest impact upon the world that has ever been.
啊，这个宗教的改革，在对这个世界产生了一个巨大的影响，好像是从来都没有这样的事发生的。
Martin Luther was a Roman Catholic monk.
啊，马丁路德他本来是一个天主教徒。
But he read the scriptures.
但是当他读了圣经之后
，and he wanted to be able to declare the truth and expose the errors of the Roman Church.
所以他想要能够来宣告这个圣经，而且来揭露那个天主教里面的一些的错误。
And so it was that only that simple.
啊，只是那样的简单。
But he nailed them to a church door.91 points and then challenged everyone to debate.
所以他在教会的那里挂了一个牌子，上面列了91条的东西，他要向这个教会来挑战，让大家来辩论。
But from that simple thing, it changed the face of Europe and of course, which spread throughout the world.
所以就是那一个简单的事改变了整个欧洲的那一个的宗教的信仰，也改变了整个世界宗教的信仰。
So, what we are reading here,
所以我们刚才所读的这个圣经
is a very simple thing.
是一件非常简单的事。
Paul the Apostle,
那使徒保罗
was praying.
他在那里祷告。
And,He was asking the Lord, "Where should I take the gospel to?"
他在那里问主说：“主啊，你要叫我到哪里去传福音？”
The Lord appeared in a vision and told, "As a man from Macedonia, come over here and help us."
主就在异象中向他显现，要他去马其顿。
So God had opened the door into Europe.
所以主在那个时候就为那个欧洲打开了那个福音的大门。
The gospel had never been there before.
这个福音以前从来都没有传到过那里去。
And then as we read, there was that woman Lydia at the riverside.
所以当我们读下去的时候，我们看到有一个妇人在河边。
And the wonderful thing, it says, the Lord opened her heart.
这非常奇妙的事就是主开了她的心。
We know that salvation is of God.
我们知道救恩就是神。
Unless the Lord opens the heart, it will stay closed.
除非神打开我们的心，我们的心一直都会是关闭的。
No matter how many church services we attend.
不管我们去参加多少教会的聚会。
No matter how many Bible readings we hear.
不管我们听到多少圣经的教导。
But if the Lord doesn't open the heart,
如果主不打开我们的心，
we have nothing.
我们就一样都没有。
Has the Lord opened your heart?
神今天有没有打开你的心
？Are you praying, O Lord, open my heart today?
你有没有向主祷告说，主啊，求你打开我的心
？That I may have more of Christ.
就在今天，让我能够更多的来接受耶稣。
Look at this woman; she was ignorant.
你看那个妇人，她是无知的。
But a heart opened by the Lord.
但是她的心却被神打开。
So we have an open door by into Europe.
所以我们在那这个在这里看到，就是这个福音的门在欧洲被打开了。
And we then we have an open heart.
那我们有看到这里又有一个被打开的心。
And now we have an open home.
那现在我们看到是有一个开放的家庭。
Because after Lydia was baptized, she said to the apostles, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, please come into my home."
所以当吕底亚他信了主之后，他就说，如果你说我是真信主的话，就请你到我家里来。
And she prevailed upon the apostles, please, please, please come.
他就在那里恳求那个使徒保罗说，请你到我家里来。
And so the church in Philippi began in her home.
所以这个在腓立比的教会就在他的家庭中开始。
What a blessing we get from the Lord.When our hearts are opened and our homes are opened.
所以当我们的心被主打开，当我们的家庭为主开放的时候，我们会得到主那样的祝福呢？
Is your home open to learn from the Lord?
你的家庭是不是开放的来听主的话呢？
And of course, what came into the home of Lydia was these servants of God.
所以到那个吕底亚家去的人就是神的仆人们。
So we just want to look very briefly.
我们现在要很简单的来看一下。
About this open home.
那我们要看这一个开放的家庭。
There was a change in the family.
那就在这个家庭中有一个的改变发生了。
There was a challenge to the family.
那对这个家庭也有一个的挑战。
And then we close with the cost of the family.
那我们接下去啊、最后要看的就是这个家庭所付的代价。
So when we think of a change, because what came into that home?
所以当我们想到这个在家庭中这个改变的时候，我们就想。这个是什么进入了这个家庭？
The love of Christ.
那就是神的基督的爱。
We don't know its depth, its height, its width, or anything.
我们不知道这个爱的长阔高深。
It's so great.
是那样的伟大。
But love came into that home.
这个爱进入这个家庭。
It's love that changes the home.
是这个爱改变了这个家庭。
Because we have.Not a selfish love or self-centered love, but a love for others.
因为这个爱进入家庭的时候，我们不再有这个自私的爱呢，是一个爱主的爱。
I think if we all stop,
所以我们要都停止。
And someone asked the question,
是不是有人要问问题
？What is the most valuable thing of a family?
就是一个家庭最宝贵的是什么
？And I think we'll all have to answer.It's love.
所以我们都要回答这个问题。我们说，就是最对一个家庭来说最要紧的、最宝贵的就是爱。
No matter how many faults we all have or different personalities we are,
不管我们有怎样的个性，不管我们有这样不同的缺点
，the love will cover the multitude of sins.
所以这个爱会要遮盖所有的罪。
And so love transformed the home.
这个爱会改变这个家庭。
Has the love of Christ transformed your home?
所以基督的爱有没有改变你的家庭呢
？Is there bitterness and argument and resentment and anger?
所以在你的家庭中，是不是还有那些的争执、争论，还有那一些的苦毒呢
？Do you harbor grudges against your family?
你是不是对家庭中的成员怀有憎恨呢
？But we heard we must learn to love.
所以我们听到说我们必须要学习爱
Learn to forgive one another
我们要学习彼此的饶恕
And learn to have that real bonding of love together
要来学习这个爱把我们能够绑在一起
Look, it's one of the most important things
是这个、很多重要的事情当中的一件
Because Satan hates the family
因为这个撒旦他恨恶家庭
In the Garden of Eden, the first family
在那个伊甸园中第一个的家庭
It was a family that walked and talked in the cool of the evening with their God
在那个时候那个家庭起初的这个家庭是在院子的当中在傍晚的时候与神同行与神交谈的
And Satan saw that as a great threat to his wickedness
所以撒旦看见这个他看到这个是对他的这一个最大的一个的、危害
And he had to break the family.
他必须要破坏这个家庭，破碎这个家庭。
And we are seeing it with our eyes, even in 2017.
就是在今天2017年，我们也有我们自己的眼睛看见撒旦所破坏的工作。
The very fact that our legislation is going to change to have same-sex marriage.
这个国家能够既然立法来承认这个同性恋的婚姻。
That's an attack.Upon the family.
这个是对家庭的一个攻击。
God established the first family.
神设立了第一个家庭。
Man and women.
一个男人一个女人。
They were to procreate and bring children.
他们是在神的创造的当中要来生儿养女。
So you see, Satan is after the family.
你看见吗？撒旦在那里要攻击家庭。
And as men who are head of the family,Should guard the family.
所以作为男人，作为是家庭的头，要保护这个家庭。
I thank God for the testimony of our brother.
我刚才为着弟兄所做的见证，我感谢神。
Because that's a responsibility to pray for your children, pray for your spouse.
这个是做丈夫的一个责任，就是为你的家庭，为你的儿女祷告。
So you can see, it's love that drives us.
你看见吗？这个是爱在那里催促我们，推动我们。
There's no rules or regulations.
并没在家庭中并没有规则或者是那个法律。
God didn't tell you you must have this quiet time, you must pray at this time or that.
神并没有告诉我们说你在这个时候必须要有一些安静的时间，你在那个时候必须要做这一个事。
No, it's love.
不是的，这是乃是爱。
I was touched by sister Lynn's testimony.
刚才林姊妹所做的见证也感动了我。
What a simple thing! Give thanks at a meal table.
是那么简单的一件事，就是在吃饭的用饭之前来谢饭。
Some of us just take it for granted.
很多的时候，我们把这个当作理所当然的事。
But I remember just after I was converted.
我记得当我刚刚信主的时候。
I thought, Lord, I want to give thanks to you.
我说主啊，我要感谢你。
But where I was in a large camp of about 500 men.
但是那时候我所在的地方是一个很大的一个营，营地是有500个男人在那里。
And they were all either drunkards or they were gamblers or other vices.
他们在那里那些的人，他们要么就是酗酒的，要么就是赌博的，要么就是吸毒的。
But I remember the first time I thought I'm going to get really brave now.
我记得第一次我说我一定要非常勇敢。
So I bowed my head. I didn't speak aloud.
所以我就低下我的头，我也没有大声地说。
And I was starting to give thanks.
我就开始在那里谢饭。
And the man next to me said, "What's wrong? Is something wrong with the food?"
在我旁边的人就说，什么一回事啊？你的这个食物里面有问题吗
？I said, "No. I'm thanking the Lord."
我说没有，我食物没有问题，我在那里感谢神。
Oh, he said, "I'm sorry."
他说那对不起。
So that gave me more courage.
所以这个就给我更多的一个激励。
It is a beautiful thing to give thanks.
能够在用饭之前感谢神是一件非常美好的事。
So, not only what changed this family is the love, but here the truth came into the family.
那我什么是改变了这个家庭呢？不单单只是一个爱，而且有一个真理进入到这个家庭当中。
We'll try and read. Shall we read the verse together? It's from 3 John, it's verse 1, chapter 1, verse 3. Let's read together. I read,
我们一起来读。有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜了。
Here is a beautiful thing.
这里有一件非常美好的事。
He speaks of the truth that is in you.
那说到这个在你心里头的这个真理。
Just as you walk in the truth.
就好像你按照真理来行。
That's where the truth has to be.
那这个就是真理应该所在的地方。
I think it was Spurgeon who said, the second would not be true if the first was not true.
我记得斯布珍好像是这样说。那第二个不是真的，如果第一个是假的话，第二个是不是真的。
I wouldn't be able to walk in the truth.If the truth wasn't in me,
那意思就是说我不能够按照在我里面的真理行。如果这个真理就根本不在我里头的话。
Because Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth."
因为耶稣说我是道路，我是真理。
And is Christ in you?
基督在你心里吗
？If he's in you, what will your life be?
如果基督真在你心里的话，那你的生命是怎么样的呢？你的生活是怎样的呢
？Because that's why it uses the term walk means our whole life and living.
所以在这里在这里所说到的这个行，那就是我们整个的一个生活。
So you imagine this home. What a change came into the home.
所以你想象这个家庭，这个家庭发生了怎样的改变
？And there now the scriptures have come into the home.
那现在这个圣经的这个真理进入了这个家庭。
And they found the treasure in those scriptures of Christ.
他们在这些的圣经的真理里头找到了那个宝贝。
Have you found the treasure?
你有没有找到那个宝贝呢
？Is the word of God a delight and a joy to your heart?
是不是主的话是你那个心中的那个亮光和喜乐呢
？Some people put it like this: the Scripture is the Lord's love letter to us.
有的人是这么说，好像这个圣经呢是神所写给我们的情书。
In the older days when we used to get letters,
在很早的时候，我们常常都用写信来互相沟通。
If you got a letter from your lover,
如果你收到一封情书是从你所爱的人那里来的
，you would read it over and over and over and over again.
那你就会一直不断的重复的读这封的情书
，because it means so much to you.
因为对你来说，这封情书是那样的重要。
So that's what the scripture is to us.
这个应该就是圣经对我们来说也是应该这样。
The Lord's love letter to our heart.
这是神对我们的心所说的那个情书。
And we love to tell Him about our love.
我们也愿意告诉神我们心里向着他。
as imperfect that it is.
虽然我们的爱不是那样的不完全。
Yeah. So, the family had a new joy.
那另外一个改变就是这个家庭有一个新的喜乐。
Because the joy was being fellowship together, reading the scripture, praying together.
那这个喜乐就是我们在一起读圣经，一起在那里祷告，一起在那里赞美。
It was wonderful. I heard from Michael how the opportunity for the children to tell about what happens at school.
那刚才我听到陈弟兄在那里做见证，说到在他们的家庭的聚会当中，他们也让孩子来告诉他们在学校中所发生的事。
See how you have to give time for a family?
所以你看见吗？你需要给这个家庭有时间。
You sit down and listen to their little struggles and the difficulties and the problems they face at school.
做家长的，你们坐在那里，你要听孩子们，他告诉你们那些微不足道的事，好像是在学校里面他们的一些的挣扎，一些的所发生的事。
It's through that the family is bonded together.
就是借助这一些的这样的一个沟通时间，能够把这个家庭凝聚在一起。
That's why we say Satan wants to smash the family.
这个就是我们为什么说撒旦是要破碎家庭的。
But I read this verse with you. It's from the book of Deuteronomy because now this was the way of a Jewish family.
所以我把这一节的圣经留给大家，这个是对犹太人的家庭中所说的话。
And、the Gentiles in Europe never knew about this life.
那时候在欧洲的这些外邦人，他们根本都不知道这一节的圣经。
So you see, this family was able to bring this whole new life and fill that continent.
那就是他们这个家庭，他们能够把这个整个的这个新的一个生命，能够在欧洲能够传播出去。
We'll read the verse together.
我们一起来读。
All
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
So there that is, you had to carefully teach.
你要殷勤教训。
See, what is challenge to us?
对我们来说，这个挑战是什么呢？
And we can't just leave it to the church.
我们不能够就是把这些的教训儿女的事归在让教会来负责。
Because we're only here a few hours on Sunday.
因为我们只是在这里，在每个礼拜天几个小时在这里。
But the scriptures and the teaching of them takes a lifetime.
但是教训孩子们用神的话来教导他们的话是一生的事。
Because look, it says you talk of them when you sit in your house.
在这里说到你坐在家里的时候要谈论。
That doesn't mean you talk incessantly one subject.
这并不是说你就在家一到家里就一直谈这个事。
But it's speaking of life. We sit down, we relax, we come home, and now, and we can talk.
所以那好像是我们在一个家庭的非常舒适的一个安静的环境当中来谈论这些神的话。
We don't need to have a formal meeting or anything.
我们不一定要在家庭中有一个很正式的一个的聚会。
And then, when you walk by the way,
你行在路上的时候要谈论。
Now we drive cars.
知道我们都开车。
But it doesn't matter wherever you are.
不管你在哪里。
And then,There's a very good one when you lie down and when you rise up.
所以你躺下和起来的时候都要谈论。
In other words, the word of God saturates the life.
换一句话说，神的话是叫我们整个的一生都充满了神的话，被饱和了。
What a tremendous change must have come into this family.
对这个家庭来说，是发生了怎样的一个巨大的改变？
I remember one family.
我记得有一个家庭。
The eldest daughter of the family was working, and she was invited to come and to attend a meeting.
我记得这个家庭就是他们的那个大的女儿，他有工作的，那他被邀请到教会里面来听到。
And finally, after many months of deliberating, she came.
经过很长一段的时间，他终于来了教会。
And then she brought her brother and then her parents.
然后他又把他的兄弟和他的父母也带来了。
And as a result, they all got saved.
结果是整个一家都得救了。
So you see the beauty and the wonder of this word of God.
所以你看到这个神的话的这一个的美丽和奇妙。
And how it can reach the family.
你怎样的能够进入这些的家庭。
And then the husband, the father of the family, he began to tell his sister.
然后这个丈夫和他的父亲也开始又告诉他的女儿和他的这个姊妹。
And then that family came to the Lord also.
然后他们那个家庭也得救了。
So, you see the spontaneous love of Christ.
所以你看到那个对主的那一个及时的那个的回应，爱的回应。
We come to the challenge of the family.
然后我们来看对家庭的挑战。
The apostle Paul spoke of God's eternal purpose.
使徒保罗说到神永远的旨意。
He said, "Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named."
所以他就说，天上地上的全家都是从他得名。
We realize we are in a broken world.
我们知道我们是在一个生活在一个破碎的世界里面。
Many families are dysfunctional.
很多的家庭都是破碎了。
And though the church now is become the family of God,
那这个教会呢，就是成为了神的家庭。
And so we as a church, we do support and we do also try and repair families.
对作为教会来说，我们是在那里支持扶持那些和那个恢复那些破碎的家庭。
But as a church, our hearts need to be open.
但是作为一个教会来说，我们的心必须是要被打开的。
So no matter what sort of stage people come,
所以不管人来的时候，他们的光景、他们的情形是怎样。
Whether they're single, or whether they're married, or whether they're divorced, or whether they're just children, our family is the family of God.
所以不管他们是单身的、他们是结婚的、离异的，不管怎么样的情形，来到神的家中，我们就是一个家庭。
So as a church, we need to flourish.In love for the others around us.
所以我们在教会当中，我们应当有神的爱充满在我们教会的里面，进入到人的心中。
And reach out to these others.
所以能够主动的能够来接近扶持那些有需要的。
Now, also, let's just close now the meeting with this last one, the cost of the family.
所以我们要用这个最后这一个来。做一个今天这个信息的结束，就是家庭所付的代价。
I'll leave this text with you. Let's read it together.
我们一起来读这一节的圣经。
When Jesus
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此，那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
This is when the Lord Jesus was hanging on the cross.
这是说到那个时候主耶稣是被挂在十字架上。
He hung there for 6 hours.
他被挂在十字架上，十字架上有六个小时。
And the Lord Jesus was bearing or carrying in his body the eternal judgment of God for our sin.
所以那个时候主在十字架上的时候，他是因着我们的罪在那里担当神那个永远的审判。
And he was in a time of immense suffering.
在那个时候主耶稣在那个十字架上受了一个在那里受极重的一个的苦痛苦。
A suffering that we can't even imagine.
他所受的在那个时候所受的那个痛苦是我们没有办法能够想象的。
But what was the Lord doing? He was suffering in our place for our sin.
在那个时候主在十字架上为着我们的罪他在那里受苦。
And that agony would have consumed any normal person.
对任何一个人来说在被挂在十字架上那一种的痛苦会完完全全的吞灭了我们。
But the Lord Jesus, in the midst of that agony, he thought of others.
所以但是当主耶稣就在那个极大的痛苦的时候，他仍然想到是别人。
He looked at Mary, his mother.
他看了玛利亚，就是他的母亲。
And he said, "Woman, behold your son."
他说，母亲。看你的儿子。
And this is the Gospel of John, and we understand that he is referring to John the Apostle.
是说到这个是我们知道在那时候耶稣所指的就是那个使徒约翰。
Because the Lord Jesus was showing that there's going to be a new family.
因为主耶稣在那里要说错，就是将会有一个新的家庭。
And then he said to John, "Behold your mother."
然后他又对那个使徒约翰说，看你的母亲。
And it tells us from that hour he took her into the family.
所以圣经在那里让我们看到，就在那个时候，使徒约翰就把耶稣的母亲接到自己家里去。
Well, the Lord Jesus, by his agony and suffering, has established a new family.
所以主耶稣就在他那个受极大痛苦的时候，他又设立了一个新的家庭。
That's why he went to the cross.
这个就是为什么他去了上了十字架。
Yes, he suffered for our sin.
他在那里为我们的罪受苦。
But that family that was broken in the Garden of Eden.
为着那一个在伊甸园中被破碎的这个家庭。
His purpose was to bring that back again.
他的目的就是要把这个破碎的家庭重新给组建起来。
But for that, it was a great cost.
为着那一个他付出了极大的代价。
Look around you this morning.
你今天早上看看你周围。
We are those who have been purchased by the blood of Jesus.
我们就是那些被主的宝血所重价买赎回来的。
That isOf great expense.
这是一个极大的代价。
And the family that God has established, His church, is with great expense.
就是神为着这个家，也就是他自己的教会，也付了那个极大的代价。
Let us value the family.
让我们能够看重这个家。
Let us have the love of a family.
让我们能够在这个家中充满了神的爱。
If you know of any that are here this morning.
如果你知道在今天在座的有任何的人
don't know the Lord Jesus,
你知道他们还没有认识耶稣
reach out to them,
你能够就是伸出你的手来向着他们
introduce yourself,
你把让介绍你自己给他们
even ask for their welfare,
你甚至问给他们有一个的问候
because we are a family,
因为我们是一个家庭
and we, it's love that motivates this family.
是因着这个爱能够是推动这个家庭。
And so, that's what our hearts must be ready for.
这个就是我们的心必须要准备好的。
Now shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Our loving Lord Jesus,
爱我们的主耶稣
we thank you for this short time together.
我们为着这一个短短的时间能够在一起感谢你。
And we thank you for establishing families in the church.
我们感谢你在教会中设立你自己的家庭。
And we thank you for establishing the family of God.
我们也感谢你设立这个神的家。
Accept our thanksgiving.
求你接悦纳我们的感谢和赞美。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告侍奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Now we'll have the announcements.
我们下面有